Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Karen Conti is our legal eagle, and when I was talking about the Epstein files, because that has not disappeared from the news at all, someone said, well, did you not hear Karen Conti on Sunday afternoon? Karen, apparently you were interviewing a lawyer of one of the victims, or a lawyer that represented the victims?
Yeah, she's been representing victims of Epstein for a long time. She's kind of made a career out of it, as you can imagine, because of the number of victims and the number of decades these things have been going on. And, you know, it's just astounding because these complaints were made 35 years ago to the FBI, as well as local authorities, and nothing was done. And she was talking about how she filed a lawsuit to try to get to the bottom of it. And why were these things brushed under the rug? Why aren't we seeing these documents? Why wasn't he incarcerated for what he should have been incarcerated for? And this has caused even more damage to the victims who really have not had their issues brought to light.
Yeah, and I had heard to what so there's so many questions around this, and one of them is right. Did he really commit suicide? Of course, that has come up since now. No one believes that. The administration said there's no files. No one is buying into that. We know there's files. We know there's videotape. Pam Bondi's been caught on mic, you know, saying, yes, there's thousands of hours of videotape. Where does the DOJ stand on this? What do they know? What have they said about his suicide?
Well, I mean, they've said a bunch of different things. I mean, the suicide, everyone has been consistent on this. Everybody who has examined it, you know, the prison, the DOJ, there have been medical examiners in New York. I mean, they all came up to the conclusion that this was a suicide. But the facts remain that these tapes, these videos are missing. Some say 1 minute. A lot of people say it's 3 minutes. I've seen them online. It's hard to tell what we're seeing these days, if it's real or not. But again, you know, why did everyone fall asleep at the wheel? Why was his suite mate, you know, taken out of the cell? Why was he given certain linens? You know, so all of those things, again, even if you're not a conspiracy theorist, this adds up to something that doesn't make any sense at all. And I don't know that we're ever going to see anything in these records other than this was a suicide.
Yeah, and one of the things was the DOJ publishing an unsigned memo concluding that he had killed himself.
Yeah, I mean, that was the summary conclusion, that there are no files, there are no lists of all these people who supposedly participated in this sexual activity. And it was an unsigned memo, which is strange, and that is supposed to be the end of it. And, you know, it's just astounding. And I think that people are justifiably on both sides of the aisle this time, justifiably upset about it, because we don't like to be lied to, and we need to know about these things. If there were over 1,000 women, which is what my guest told us, who were victims, and some of them are extremely young, and it wasn't just sex abuse, it was child pornography. There are hundreds and hundreds of photos, supposedly, of child pornography that this guy has cultivated and was probably selling and sharing over the years. You know, why is it that he got a sweetheart deal where he spent 17 months in prison on work release 12 hours a day at a cushy place? He should have been in jail for 75 years, according to the charges. And he got that deal in Florida. And that was before the arrest for which he was finally incarcerated. So, you know, those are questions that need to be answered.
Yeah, it makes me sick. It really does make me sick to my stomach. What can be done to get to the bottom of it?
Well, there's talk about this. There's a Rule 218 house type thing. It's called a discharge petition. Frankly, I've never heard of it. But if a certain number of house members, I think the number is 218 currently, if they get together and they act on this, they can force a floor vote. that would demand that the leadership release these records. Now, whether the leadership would do that or whether they would redact certain information, like names, of course, and pictures and on all of those things, but that's one avenue. The other avenue is to appoint a special counsel and to take it out of the DOJ. Take a special counsel that is an independent person, maybe someone who was formerly with the DOJ, someone very reputable who's going to do a full investigation, look at the records, and make a determination as to whether we're getting the truth here. And then, of course, we have the lawsuits, the civil lawsuits, like my guest had filed, which really will demand that we get to see those records.
And some people go, well, why do we care? He's dead. It's over. Why should we care? Well, I could tell you why I care. That means there are a lot of people out there that participated in what I would identify the rape of children. And I care. I mean, they should be in jail, right?
Well, absolutely. And if Epstein wasn't brought to justice, what are the underlying reasons? I mean, you know, there's talk, and the attorney general down in Florida said, hey, listen, I was told that this guy was intelligence and I had to cut a deal. He basically said that to the public. And this was a guy, of course, who was nominated by President Trump to be Department of Labor head, which is kind of ironic that the person who cut a deal on the issue of children being trafficked for sex is now being nominated to be ahead of the Department of Labor, but that's another story. I think that, you know, you have questions. Is he being protected because he was useful to the government in some other aspect? Don't we have to know that?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I hope you'll come back and talk about the immigration judges being fired. I know 17 were fired. One is in Chicago. She did speak exclusively with a media outlet this week, and I just want to know more about that, so maybe you can join us next week. But are you going to participate in Venetian night this weekend?
I sure am, and we have all kinds of celebrity judges. We have all kinds of really cool boats that are being decorated, and it's actually July 26th, Saturday night, along the Riverwalk. I hope everybody comes out. It's going to be fun.
Okay, so a week from Saturday, and tell people
That's
about
correct.
It, because I talk to people, they're like, what? I'm like, are you kidding me? You don't know about Venetian night?
Venetian night has been going on for years. There was a little hiatus. It used to be with fireworks and all that. Now it's just a parade of boats, and people decorate their boats in the most outrageous, cool fashion. And we you can stand there. There's people strolling with music. There's all kinds of food. The Riverwalk restaurants are all serving up special Italian dishes. In fact, you can rent your own boat that's fully captained. All you have to do is decorate it, and you can go out with your work group or a family or a romantic dinner with your loved one, and you can be part of the parade. So just look it up. It's Venetian night, and it's all online. It's going to be fun.
I can't wait to see it. Thank you so much for joining us, and hopefully you'll check in next week.
I appreciate it, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Karen Conti and Dolan.